Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano. The Walk the Talk with Kim show is sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a wealth of experience, and a kind, compassionate attitude from Pearson Law Firm. That is the Pearson Promise. I am Kim Arellano. I work in leadership and organizational psychology. And with me is Eric Ryder, our producer. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Kim. How are you today?
This has been a mixed bag kind of day.
Oh, yeah?
So it's my daughter's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to your daughter. What's her name?
Happy birthday to Giovanna Eileen Arellano. We call
Giovanna.
Her Gia, yes. My beautiful Aquarian girl. She's turning 9 years old today. But unfortunately, she is home right now with an ear infection.
Oh, happy birthday.
I know.
That's no fun.
No, I feel so horrible for her. So, Eric, I know you don't have kids.
That's right. I have two cats, though.
Okay.
And neither of them, thankfully, have ear infections right now.
I would hope not. Plus, you're not going to have the problem with the cats. Well, maybe you will, but not the problem with the cats that I had. A lesson I learned over the weekend that I feel I need to impart. And for all of you moms out there that have done the slumber party thing, you're going to laugh at me. Mm-hmm. For those of you that have younger children, this is a public service for you regarding slumber parties. So in an effort to ensure that my daughter has a full attendance, mm-hmm. you know, that she doesn't, you know, feel that nobody wanted to spend the night, I invited enough of her 8/9-year-old friends that, you know, if half of them came, it'd be good.
Right.
They all came.
Wow.
I had 10
flash mob
children in my house uh-huh. on Saturday. And when they get to be that 8, 9 years old, that's a whole new different dynamic. We're not talking about 5-year-olds, you know, let's plug something in the TV and they're going to be happy. They were all over, everywhere. All of these different things going on.
Yeah.
And it was rather interesting. And it all went really, really pretty well. I was pretty happy. Right up until about 1, 2 in the morning when half of them went to sleep and the other half couldn't go to sleep. And that's when the moms, we wanted to go home and
right.
some of them were crying. And this went on between about 1 and 4 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And of course, everybody's asleep but me. So I was in this consoling, let's call your mom, you know, does she really want her to come? You know, this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my lesson, my impart my knowledge to my public service is 2-3 tops.
Right.
That's about it. Cause 10 is quite a bit of yeah. children.
And don't give half of them, the coffee, unless, you know, it's decaf, because that'll keep them up all night.
Yeah, the sugar and the pop, yeah. Yeah, I learned a lot of lessons. So anyone, feel free to give me a call, and I'll tell you what lessons we learned about slumber parties. But Gia had a wonderful time,
and
it was great. And then Monday, she fell asleep in school, and she's been home ever since. So we've been dealing with that poor thing. But
Valentine's Day was good?
Valentine's Day was excellent. How about yours?
It was interesting.
It wasn't just you and the cats, right?
No, thankfully,
okay.
no.
Good.
No. But the girlfriend had to go to the ER the day before because she had some pain and stuff. And then on Valentine's Day, she was fairly sedated. So it was a very laid-back Valentine's Day. But I made a nice meal and we watched some TV and had some ice cream and stuff.
Are you a romantic?
Nice. I don't know about that, but, you know, I like to do nice things for nice people on nice days. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. I actually got flowers for Valentine's Day from my husband, so it was all good.
Awesome.
It was all good. He got something for the kids, too. I was amazed. It was very, very good. Had a great Valentine's Day. Well, in the audience with me today, I am very excited about our guest. What did I say?
In the audience today?
Yeah. I think that I'm getting a little...
And you just think it's a performance and you're here in the audience. And,
exactly.
You know, I'll take a bow.
I think I'm a little bit... in awe of this fog bank that has just rolled in on the studio.
I know.
In the last
we started
10
the day off with sunshine, and now we're ending it with a big black cloud hovering over everything. But
it's eerie. It
just means
eerie.
That we're going to have a mix of rain and snow for the next few days.
Yeah, that's what they said. But, you know, it was supposed to happen today, but it didn't.
Yeah, well, it just got pushed back. Well, clearly, it's happening tonight. You can see
Lovely.
It.
Lovely. Great. Well, okay. So it's an hour show, so I'll be on my way home out trying to outdrive it. So again, I apologize. In the studio today, we have with us Wendy DePiso. Wendy is the chair for an organization called Shoreline Green Business Program, which is part of the Shoreline Chamber of Commerce. I was really excited when Wendy contacted me that she was interested in bringing some information. This is about green business. And of course, part of what I do is I work with individuals and organizations on business development strategies. And this whole concept of green business sounds really great, but I'm not exactly sure what it means. So when Wendy called up and said, hey, I want to come talk about our green business conference and what we're doing in Shoreline, I'm like, oh, this is a great opportunity for me to learn lots of really cool stuff. So Wendy, thank you. Welcome to the show.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about green business. What exactly does green business mean?
It's about doing what makes good business sense. Literally, reducing your cost for your utilities and other manufacturing methods or services. And in the process of saving that money, you also happen to be reducing your impact on the environment. So it's a real win-win all around. But this is also about helping the economy grow as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because when businesses can save money, it means instead of just barely surviving, they can actually thrive and potentially expand and hire more people, which is good for everybody all the way around.
Now, this is part of the Shoreline Chamber of Commerce. Are there other Chamber of Commerces, or is Shoreline really taking the lead on this initiative?
We're the only Chamber of Commerce that I know of that's actually put together a green business program. There are other programs out there that are sponsored by various counties, other municipalities. I know there's a lot going on up in the Bellingham area where they've really networked together and have a very successful program up there that's gone community-wide. But we're the only one that I know of that's sponsored by a chamber, but it seemed like a really good fit because we want to support our local business community, but we want to expand from there. This particular event is actually a regional event. We're inviting businesses from both Snohomish and King County. I'm even sending out invitations to southwestern Canada to chambers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up the Vancouver area, that
right.
area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so what is the kind of the mission or the purpose of the group? What is it that you want to or would hope to accomplish?
To be able
initiative?
To provide information to small business owners that they can start using right away to save money and to go green. And in that process also gain an additional marketing edge, because when you're making your processes environment friendly, your customers want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much out in the marketplace now that people look for businesses that are actually being environmentally responsible.
Now, how did you get involved in this?
Well, you know, I've been a lifelong tree hugger, I guess you could say, since I was a little kid. I remember even saving ants who I thought were drowning in a pond across the street, and I would rescue them out, you know. So
wonderful.
It started at a very young age of always wanting to be careful of the life that was around me and really respect and honor it. So in my work with the chamber, when I was asked to be chamber president, I took a look at, well, how can we bring all of this together? And then, lo and behold, in 2008, we received a grant from King County to actually create a green business program. This came out of, she's a representative now, Cindy Ryu. She was on the city council at the time. She had a conversation with Bob Ferguson, King County Councilmember Bob Ferguson. And out of that conversation came this letter saying that we had been awarded this grant. And what they wanted was for us to put on a conference and to create a green business program. So I thought, wonderful, this is perfect. So we recruited Marin Nguyen, who's the co-founder of Shoreline Solar Project, to help with putting on the conference, because she's an excellent project manager. And then I wrote most of the material for the website. And we took a look at lots of different programs that are out there, and we synthesized the best from all of them and created a really comprehensive checklist for businesses. So a business owner can go online and start learning right away and what they can do to start saving money and do what's right for the environment.
That's excellent. So would you give us the website address really quick, and then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the conference and some individual organizations that are operating this green business that I'm really excited to hear about. So what's the website for people that need that information?
The website is www.shorelinegreenbusiness.com.
ShorelineGreenBusiness.com. And we will give that information again. I will also post that on the Walk the Talk with Kim webpage, Facebook page, and Twitter account as well. So, but we're going to take a break right at the moment. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for Women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class size is limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbrough at 425-890-5037.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Thank you and welcome back. You're listening to Alternative Talk, KKNW AM 1150 and Walk the Talk with Kim. I just got taken back to college. I love New Order. Thank you for playing that.
Yeah, well, the song is Everything's Gone Green.
Yes, that is
excellent. They never say it in the lyrics, but that's the title.
There are no words in that song, that's right.
No, there are.
Oh,
there,
at the very end. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes about
takes a little while
to get into it.
I have to say I was probably a little What did you put it a little earlier with your girlfriend? A little under the influence.
Sedated?
Sedated. Yes. It sounded good back then. It was really cool. Cool stuff, man. Cool stuff back in the 80s and the 90s. Well, welcome back to Walk the Talk. I also wanted to mention to you that Eastside Boot Camp is still running that offer for Walk the Talk listeners, where she is going to give a week free for you to come check it out. And I have to tell you, so remember I started my new year, Eric, on February 1st this year, right? It's the year of the cat.
You're running about a month behind.
February 1st.
Oh, you're starting because of the Chinese New Year.
I decided that my New Year starts in the Chinese
right.
New Year. January doesn't exist.
About a month behind from
exactly.
the rest of us. But that's okay. Better late
behind.
Than ever.
No, I'm not behind. Okay. I am just choosing the appropriate time for
All
which
right.
to start over again.
Fair enough.
And so it's been 16 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And, woo! You live for 16 days.
That's right.
Way to go, Kim. So I've been doing the boot camp, you know, hot and heavy, and I have lost 5.5 pounds and 4 inches in the last 2 weeks.
See, that's what I was anticipating. So that's why I said congratulations. Remember, see, you're behind me.
Good.
So,
yes. Exactly.
Congratulations.
Who's
again. That's fantastic.
Him? Yeah. Thank you very much. So I'm very excited, and I just want to give all props due to Kimbrough Kendall and the wonderful ladies that I work out with at Eastside Boot Camp. We are accountable to each other. So if somebody misses a day, we're like, hey, where were you today? And we missed you, and get your butt in here. It's and it was a lot of fun.
It's a good name for a gym or for a fitness program.
Yeah.
But I still have troubles, you know, just trying to mesh the fact that she is like a really nice woman who has been on the show and was really very friendly and very personable with boot camp, where I just think of like an angry drill sergeant.
Yeah, we often are told that to get our butts in gear princesses.
Oh, okay.
Is what she tells us. She calls us princesses. And so, when she's actually in more of an ornery mood, it's quite motivating.
Very good.
To have Kimbrough. Yeah, she comes across really sweet. And she is a very, very nice person. You really, really want to respect her. But, you know, she's all about the love and tough love as it is. And she gets us going. So it works out really, really well. And it's not that hard. I mean, when I started it, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to hate every single minute of this, but I'm going to persevere. It's actually a lot of fun because at the end of the workout, you really feel like you accomplished something and you really feel stronger for it. And I can do, you know, just after a couple of weeks, I can actually do a plank now, which I wasn't able to do before. That's the push-up position and just holding it.
Oh,
and that kind of hurts when you've done the mom thing and the whole, you know, chop cesarean thing. Ab exercises are something that I thought, no, I'm not, those hurt too much. But no, we've been working through those and getting through those. And she does such a wonderful job with us. And I think she deserves the best. And so I really encourage folks. She's got a group going in Bellevue. 5:30 a.m. group, which I will never be a part of. And then she's got the 9:30 group going in Snoqualmie, and then she does some evening classes as well. And so you can reach Kimbrough at 425-890-5037. Again, that number again, 425-890-5037. And her website is www.eastsidebootcamp.com. Again, eastsidebootcamp.com. And you can also go to www.walkthetalkwithkim and get information on the Eastside Bootcamp, as well as more information from Wendy DePiso with the Shoreline Green Business Program. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And so we were talking a little bit about a conference. What is this conference? It's a green business conference. What is that?
Okay, the title is Go Green to Make Green, Getting More Bang for Your Buck. And we're going to have two keynote speakers. One is Steve Gerritsen from Enterprise Seattle, and the other one is Stan Price, and he's from the Northwest Energy Efficiency Council. Then we're going to have two breakout sessions with three topics each that are going to cover such things as energy efficiency, waste management and recycling, transportation, water conservation, pollution prevention, and also marketing in a green economy. And in that last class, Stephen McCloskey, who's an instructor at Shoreline Community College, is going to be talking about businesses' ability to create their own sustainability strategy, as well as the legal side of green marketing, because there's some new regulations coming out and things that business owners need to know. But in his classes, he's teaching these students how to go out to a business and show the business how to create their own sustainability strategy that's then adopted at every level of that business. So the employees become stakeholders and motivated to participate. But he is looking for this next quarter, businesses that would be willing to partner with the college so that the students can get some real-world experience working on behalf of these businesses.
Oh, excellent. So if I had an organization or business somewhere on the east side, or is it only up in the Shoreline area? And they'd probably like to stay a little close to the college, I would assume.
Well, you know, they get students from all over, so it might just depend on the students that are in attendance. I think any business that's interested certainly would not hurt them to contact myself so I can put them in touch with Stephen McCloskey. Or he's got a liaison there at the college that's helping to do an outreach to businesses. And I can certainly put them in touch with that representative.
So I can certainly see how all kinds of businesses, automotive businesses,
grocery stores,
all kinds of, yeah.
Right. Architects, clinics, any kind of a business, particularly where they own their own property that they house their business in. If you're in a big multi-story building and you're just renting a space, there isn't as much ability on your part to make a lot of changes unless the owner of the building wants to partner with you and look for mm-hmm. ways to save money mm-hmm. that way.
And so he's looking for businesses to volunteer so that right. his students can go, well, what a great service. What a great community service to offer.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and it strengthens the relationship of the college to the community, as well as to the chamber, to the college, and the business community as well.
What I love about green initiatives and green concepts is it's really win-win-win all around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody loses in this, and everybody has everything to gain. And so I applaud what you're doing. I think that's great.
Well, that's what's so thrilling. You know, it just really literally makes your heart sing when you can see people motivated and passionate about something, and then they're willing to network with other people, and that excitement and that enthusiasm just helps to bring everybody else in together. And there's so much more that you can accomplish when you work together as a team than any one person could do by themselves.
Right. So how does, if a business is interested in volunteering, how would they go about giving you information?
Well, they can go to our website.
And that's the ShorelineGreenBusiness.com. Okay.
And there's a place there for contacting, or they can send me an email at wendy@shorelinegreenbusiness.com.
Okay. I'm writing this down so I make sure I get the information on the Walk the Talk with Kim page. If you forget, if you're driving, don't worry. Just go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and we'll have all this information posted for you so that you can contact Wendy and the Shoreline Green Business Program and get involved if you're interested in being a part of that study with Shoreline Community College. And that Professor McCloskey?
Stephen McCloskey.
Stephen McCloskey. He's going to be speaking at the Green Business Conference.
Yes.
And when is that?
That is March 23rd at Shoreline Community College mm-hmm. in the Pagoda Union Building, or Pub, they call it. It's the 9000 building.
Mm-hmm.
And parking's going to be free that day, specifically for the conference. People can register online at shorelinegreenbusiness.com, and there's an early bird rate of $45 if they register before March 1st. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's $50. There's also a very limited supply of display table space available if a business wants to register and participate, but they'd also like to promote their business. They can reserve table space for that.
Excellent. And so, again, that is March 23rd from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at
That's
Shoreline
correct.
Community College, Building 9000. And free parking, early bird rate, and they can go to www.shorelinegreenbusiness.com to register. And also that is the same website that they can go to if they are interested in being an organization for the community college to look at green initiatives within their own organization. And then you mentioned two big keynote speakers of Steve Gerritsen and Stan Price.
That's correct. That's correct. Steve Gerritsen is with Enterprise Seattle, and he's been working with the technology aspect of Enterprise Seattle. Enterprise Seattle actually is the economic development, or working on economic development for the state. And so they're very interested in being able to participate in this because we're actually doing something that makes a difference, and that certainly would be that's a good partnership for them to align with us.
Good. And how long have you been working on putting this together? Is this the first annual?
No, actually, the first conference was in 2008.
Oh, so these have been going for a while.
Yeah, this is the second one. The first one was From Policy to Profits, Connecting the Dots. And we had business owners, we had policymakers, lay people, students, and technical experts. And it really was looking at a broad swath of the whole thing to look at how each individual organization and person can either help make our economy go to a sustainable state or hinders that, even with the best of intentions. Like, for example, sometimes policymakers will write policy. They think, oh, this is really going to help. But because they didn't communicate with the business community, they wouldn't realize that they were actually creating something that was going to make it harder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Or more expensive.
Sometimes it's hard to know how things are going to show up on the ground.
Yeah.
And so that's where, again, working collaboratively, you always have a better product.
Now, I know that you're going to share with us some stories of some organizations and businesses that have embraced going green.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about that. And we're going to go to a break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about that. And then I have a couple more questions for you that I'm going to ask you in regards to your involvement in this organization and where you think it's going to go, which is a great, you know, interesting thing in and of itself. So you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on Alternative Talk, KKNW. AM 1150. Thank you for listening.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N LawFirm.com. Or check out walkthetalkwithkim.com for more.
Hi, this is Kim Ariano. Nonprofits and charities get ready to howl. As the brainchild of two women from right here in our own backyards, FetchUpon.com is here to support all of us, from consumers and vendors to local charities and nonprofit organizations. Now, of course, ridiculous deals will be unleashed 5 days a week to curb your growing appetite for savings. Sundays, however, will be completely dedicated to promoting It's All for a Good Cause. Open to all organizations and associations looking for a new way to raise awareness and funding, It's All for a Good Cause is easy and completely free. Times are rough, so if you have an organization or charity that can use extra support and exposure, be sure to contact the FetchUpon team at FetchUpon.com. Don't have a charity or nonprofit to recommend? Get your good citizen cap ready, because FetchUpon.com offers its members a chance every week to make a difference. Ridiculous savings and the opportunity to give back? Don't let this opportunity go to the dogs. Sign up today for free by following the FetchUpon link on my homepage, www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant U Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky.
It's Walk the Talk with Kim, and that's the laughing Kim right there. Because,
oh my God, that's
Kermit
awesome.
The Frog. It's not that easy being green.
No,
but things,
and all flashy things.
It's getting a lot easier to be green these days, don't you think?
I'm sorry, that's awesome. Yes, it is not easy being green, but it can be easier being green. And I don't think we have a choice these days. We've got to really look at being green. And I'm sorry you totally lost me there.
We're certainly trying to make it easier for businesses to go green.
That's right, Megan. Thank you for saving me. I appreciate that. I did want to mention, though, that even though Valentine's Day is past, it's not too late to treat yourself to some luscious Votrevue. We have some incredible deals, including our portrait collar or neck cream for your necking needs. This month, the Tout Le Monde eye cream is only $10, and for the hostess, the Tarte Diamant Soufflé is only $7. For more information, go to www.votrevue/justforfun or click on the link from the walkthetalkwithkim.com page. And Votrevue is getting a lot of press these days. They had a lot of stuff in their grab bags for the Grammys, and we're seeing a lot of their stuff out there and advertised. So they're doing really good. They're
awesome.
Getting a lot of good stuff going. So now's the time to get in and get some Votrevue. It's great stuff. So, yes, we were talking about being green and how it's not so easy being green. But I noticed one thing. So the other day, and you're going to talk about a printing company, which I'm really glad to hear that. I was, I was cursing a little bit because ink is so expensive. And to go out to a printer and have stuff printed is so expensive. And I remember underneath my breath, I'm going, I send this stuff out digitally. If people want it, they can just print it themselves. Why do I need to print out all these copies? But, you know, you kind of have to, and it has to look good. But it's pretty darn expensive. And so I've started doing the refill of your ink cartridges, you know, to save a little money and also to do that. But that's a hassle, too, because the cartridges don't last as long and they don't print as well. And so being green can be difficult now, but I know you're going to talk about some technologies and things that are coming in the future that are going to make those things just a lot easier as we move forward. But we need to start thinking in terms of that. You also brought with you, we're going to talk about the wattometer, and I'm really interested to hear some stats because I think a lot of people don't realize how much what we call these vampire electronic equipment, how much money, if I were to look at how much money I'm spending there and equate that to maybe I could just have a marketing organization or a printing organization that already is using this green technology, print out my brochures, and then everybody's happy. And then I don't have to sit at the printer, make sure that the paper's still in there and not run out of paper. So tell us about some organizations that are doing this whole green initiative that are really walking the talk and doing it right.
Okay, well, what I was referring to is Barefoot Imprint. And this is a small mom-and-pop company that they used to just do silkscreen printing, which uses a tremendous amount of ink, and they had to use a lot of toxic chemicals for cleaning their equipment. And if you wanted to do more than one color, you had to do them one color at a time. And then they purchased an Anjet apparel printer. It's a direct-to-garment printer at the tune of $17,000. But this piece of equipment means waste is 5% or less as opposed to the silkscreen alone. One tablespoon or less is purged every 24 hours that the printer's in use. The inks are water-based and environmentally safe. But they've also, for any time they do have to go back to screen printing, they've been able to switch to a different type of ink that's also non-toxic. And whatever's left over from that, and there is some waste from that, they pour it on kitty litter to make sure that it's congealed so that when it goes to the landfill, it's not going to create some problems. But, you know, and what they've been able to do as a result of switching to this Amjet printer is they've been able to improve the product that they offer. So, for example, I brought them this photograph of my granddaughter, beautiful little Layla. And it's a nice high contrast photograph of her, and she's just smiling so sweetly. And for Father's Day, I was able to bring them that photograph, and they printed a T-shirt for my son, and it says Daddy's Girl, and it's got the picture. And so it's such a high quality that they're able to do now, and they have some really high contrast things that they can do. They were showing me a T-shirt of a.
Now this is done. This is done with the. I'm looking at the skull and crossbones here. This is done with the Anajet. This is done with the printer.
That's right.
And it looks just like the transfer that we used to do, or the silkscreen that we used to do. Very high quality.
Right. Well, what you do is you just give them a picture. Just give them a photograph. You can send it to them electronically, uh-huh. or you can do what I did and bring in an original photograph. And they then can import that into this Anjet printer, and it replicates it with all the shading and the finer shades of color. And so it's wonderful. So they're helping the environment. They're reducing their impact. They're increasing the quality of their product. They can also do a lot more production with this. Now the real thing about this kind of a story is that $17,000 is a lot of money, and it took them a long time to scrimp and save to be able to invest in that. There are a lot of small businesses that just don't have the ability to make that kind of capital investment, even if it means being able to be a better competitor in the marketplace and to help the environment and to save mm-hmm. the money. And so one of the things that we want to do with the Green Business Program is to be able to offer greater value. In addition to just giving information for businesses, we would like to be in the position to put them in touch with some capital for making those kinds of investments where it's going to make an even bigger difference. And this is important because big corporations have that ability. Small businesses do not, yet they have a bigger impact. At the same time, they provide more jobs. They help keep our economy going. So this literally is about helping our economy as a whole, not just helping one or two individual businesses.
And so you had mentioned access to capital. Excuse me, what type of access is there? Is it through a grant process?
Most of it would be through a grant process. And so that's where we're looking for partners in the community that want to work with us. And that's also, that's partly why we're excited about Enterprise Seattle being involved with the conference, because we were hoping that kind of a partnership between them and the college that will be able to grow and, again, will be able to offer more value.
Mm-hmm. I can see a lot of community-based discussions around that, about using organizations or using printing companies that are green when you have a choice, and then maybe even outsourcing some of your own internal printing that you would normally do in-house instead of buying your own machine, partnering with those types of organizations is, you know, kind of like we used to do back in the olden days when, you know, one farmer would do the cows and the other one would do the pumpkins, and the, you know, not everybody's growing everything. And so
exactly.
They're specializing in different pieces of it.
It's a relocalization of our economy, because when you go to a big box store, they do all of their printing in another state.
Mm.
And a lot of the money that you spend there goes out of state. But when you go to your local businesses, that recycles those dollars. They stay in the community longer and provide more jobs.
And not to mention that business does business with where they get business. And so if you're providing business to them, they're providing business back to you.
Exactly.
It's a synergistic relationship, and I just absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And thank you. I got a little bit of a example of what they're doing with this mouse pad that you gave me as well, too, that they printed. So all kinds of marketing materials they can do as well.
Oh, yeah. They even have piggy banks made out of 100% post-consumer dollars. Dollar bills have been remanufactured into piggy banks.
Oh, how fun is that?
And then you can have your business logo printed on those piggy banks and then have those to give away to clients or what have you.
Oh, that's great. And so you can find those and look at what they're doing if you have printing needs at barefootimprint.com. And you can also call them at 206-364-2696, so we can support a local organization, a mom and pop shop that is gone green. We have a caller on the line. Do you want to set this up, or do you want to bring Cheryl right on?
Let's bring Cheryl right on.
With us, we have Cheryl, and she is with Cats Exclusive. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the Walk the Talk with Kim show.
Hello there. Sounds like you guys are having a good discussion.
We are having a great discussion about going green. So tell us about your organization. You're with Cats Exclusive Veterinary Care Center. And
right.
So first of all, I think you're probably Eric's best friend because Eric's a cat guy. Right, Eric?
Absolutely.
And so you only deal with cats. We don't allow the canines.
Our whole facility is designed for cats. And of course, we don't have the stress here of the dogs and all that, but all the equipment is based on what would be nurturing for a cat, you know, what would be helpful for cats.
Now, I have one cat, because cats don't live too long, unfortunately, where I live because I'm out in the woods. So we have one indoor cat and four dogs. So I think she would love to come there for the weekend and just hang out with you at your veterinary care center and just get a little reprieve. So your organization is also working with Shoreline Green Business Program. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about your process of going green and what you folks have done.
Well, we've actually sort of had this process going for some time. We relocated. We've been in business 30 years, and we relocated about 10 years ago. Well, 11 years ago now, I guess. And at that time, we had the opportunity to sort of introduce more environmentally friendly technology, you know, into the building materials, especially since, well, we owned the property. We remodeled it pretty well, gutted it out. But we put in things like linoleum floors that were natural forbo. We did exterior insulated heating ducts, all kinds of things like that. We installed low-voltage lighting, the low-volume toilets, the flow restriction water faucets, all those sort of things. Also invested in digital dental x-ray machine and whatever we could do at the time, you know, that was the latest and could fit with what the plan was. And then I guess over the years we just have always had sort of the mission of being green and tried to get materials that were green as much as possible. But I would say around the time actually that the original or the first Shoreline Green Conference came out, we were really in the process of doing an audit and seeing where we could improve, and we were working with the King County EnviroStar program also to get certified with them. And so we did an audit of everything, and we sort of over the process of the last 3 years have pretty much, we've just made a lot of changes and gotten our staff very excited. And I have to say the conference was really helpful. It really gave us some good ideas and kind of came back and involved everyone. And, you know, even today we're still auditing and keep checking back. And whenever we're printing something or buying something, we always think of it in terms of, is it green or not? In fact, just this last year we went totally digital with our x-rays, which was hard because it was very expensive mm-hmm. to buy the latest technology, but we just decided it was the thing to do. And of course, it gives us better quality radiographs as well. I mean, that's a big reason to do it too, but we can't really necessarily, you know, it doesn't really pay for itself for some time, but we just felt it was the thing to do because getting rid of all those chemicals and all those old processing liquids was just, it felt so good to be able to do that.
Oh, like, that's wow. That's wonderful.
We don't have to have any of that in our building anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that's environmental and that's good for the cats.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's also good for the employees.
Yeah, and the employees, everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we all know we don't want to be around those toxic chemicals. And we've done what we can also just to reduce our hazardous waste, and worked real closely with the King County EnviroStar program and instituted a lot of different ways of handling things. And some of the things, of course, we were already doing, but, you know, you can always improve. And, you know, the recycling has been really big, too. We've now we recycle everything, you know. Of course, we all wish that the peanuts weren't around, but when they do arrive, we take them right down to the UPS store. They'll take them. They take everything. They'll even take, like, if you have a computer box that comes with all the styrofoam, they'll take that, too.
Wonderful.
So every week, we have, you wouldn't believe how big those bags are. We take down to them, and they
they recycle them.
Very politely take them. It's really wonderful, and we all feel really good. And our staff's excited, I think, about being green and always looking for, you know, more ways to be green.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling in. How does someone find you if they have cats and they want to use your green technology and your veterinary care? What's the phone number for you that folks can get a hold of you?
Our phone number here is 206-546-2287.
Mm-hmm.
And we're located in Shoreline, and it's 192nd in Aurora. And if people know where the park and ride is there in Shoreline, we're just immediately north of that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll put your phone number up on the Walk the Talk with Kim website. Thank you for calling, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you. You're all listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
She'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5, starting February 2nd.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Next week, Michael Lindenberger will discuss mastering your workday and dream coach Joyce Chapman on how to develop beliefs that support your dreams.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Ariano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ariano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and it is technically the year of the cat. Did you know that?
Year of the tiger, yeah.
It's year of the cat. It's year of the rabbit, but it's year of the cat in Vietnamese. It's this year is the year of the cat.
Really?
But that's not on the Chinese zodiac. It's on the Vietnamese zodiac.
Huh.
I was looking that up because, anyway, long story short. But it is, it all ties, see how it all kind of ties in together? Also want to let you know that the website for Cats Exclusive Veterinary Care Center is catsexclusive.com. So again, this is a great opportunity to frequent businesses that are going green, help them support their investment that they've made in this to make their environment safer, to make the environments of the people that they work with safer, that work for them, the animals that care for them. And we can help these organizations and our communities by frequenting them, by providing and purchasing from them. In a lot of cases, just being educated. I mean, I can probably tell you most of our listeners didn't even know these two organizations existed. And now they not only know that they exist, but that they are also very environmentally and socially conscious too. And that makes everybody feel real good. So Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you.
We have been talking about the Shoreline Green Business Program and the conference that is coming up on March 23rd of 2011 from 9:30 to 3 o'clock at the Shoreline Community College. Free parking. It's on a Wednesday. Go to www.shorelinegreenbusiness.com, and I'll be posting all that information on our website as well. But I want to talk a little bit. So, you know, maybe some of us don't have businesses, or we work for large organizations, and, you know, we're not going to make that big of a difference in what they're doing. But there are things that we can do in our own home and even in our own businesses. It's, a lot of us work from home. What are some of the things you were talking about? Phantom vampires, scary things.
Yes, let's talk about vampires. chances are everybody who's listening has their own Twilight series going on in their home and in their business. And because there is something called phantom loads, or some people call them actually electrical vampires. So, like, if you've got a television set with a remote, that television set is using more electricity when it's off that in that 24-hour period than it does for the short period of time that you're watching or actually using it. And that's because it's got its little clock, and it that internal clock that requires electricity. Cornell University study for residents figured out that people spend roughly 20% of their electric bill is devoted to phantom loads, roughly $200 a year per average household, just keeping the lights going for these various appliances. Now, if you have, what do you call them? These are these strips, plug-in strips, and a lot of times people plug in their computers. If you plug your appliances into that, and then at the end of the day, after you turn off your computer, you actually flip the switch on that strip, then there's no longer any power coming through the outlet and being used. So that's one way that you can get rid of those phantom loads. But you can actually save quite a bit more on your electricity bill by having an energy audit done, and you can have that done in your home. In fact, right now there's an organization called Sustainable Works that has been working in Edmonds and Linwood. They're just now moving into Shoreline, and they're also in Spokane. And they are looking for homeowners that want them to come out and do an energy audit. Normally, something like that costs about $600, but because of economy of scale and various grants, they're able to offer that for $95. So you can just go to sustainableworks.com, and there's information on there on how to sign up. Once you've had an energy audit done, then you've got information to work with.
Right.
Then you know where your home is leaking leaking heat, the cold is coming in, and some of those things are going to be low-cost, no-cost things that you can do with a caulk gun or adding insulation, but at least you're informed.
Right.
And then you know whether or not it's worth it to put in some more insulation, or whether you really have to do windows. Actually, insulation is typically more important than replacing windows for making your home more energy efficient. But, you know, it's about getting informed. And then you can create your own sustainability strategy for making your home more energy efficient and saving you money on your utilities over time.
And if you are running a business out of your home, a lot of us run our business out of our home, but we don't do the IRS where we take a percentage of our home, because the rules are, you know, you have to use that exclusively for your, you know, so if you're walking through your living room, you can't really count that. And so I'm just thinking about all of the money that is going out the window that my business is eating out of my household, because I've got two printers set up and I've got two computers running, and I'm not on them on the weekends, but they're still up and running just in case they are. And so I'm thinking of all these different ways that even in my own home. So that's great. That's sustainableworks.com, and they can can come do a home audit for you. That's great. I know they're going to tell me to get rid of my hot tub. I know it. That thing is the biggest suck of energy, for sure, but I like my hot tub.
Oh, I don't blame you. I would love to have one myself. But, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do. Even switching out your light bulbs from either incandescent to LED lights. You can get dimmable switches, and you can get decorative light bulbs now, even that, like in your bathroom, you have the incandescents that are decorative. You can replace those with LED lights now, and they're coming down in price.
Wonderful. Wendy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciated having you in this green technology. I love it. We're going to post all this information online and go check it out and go to the King County Green Business Conference. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. And I just want to remind our listeners that on the 24th of February, Ariano Consulting is offering, and we still have a few seats left, the Cohort Experience Program, and that's from 5 to 8 p.m. and here in Bellevue. And we are going to have a really great time with a group of deep thinkers and talk about the application of psychology in our business lives and our professional lives. So for more information, go to www.walkthetalkwithkim. Enjoy your day, be green, and thank you for listening to Alternative Talk, KKNW, and Walk the Talk with Kim.
In return for grace, so beautiful.